To begin, let's turn to Psalm 89 and read verses 3, 4, and 27. Psalms 89, verses 3 and 4. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. Verse 27. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. This is a very special pronouncement from God towards King David. To pronounce him as a firstborn, to make him my firstborn, to ensure that he's higher than the kings of the earth. David had a very trial-filled life, but we know that he was a man after God's own heart, and this is a blessing, a statement from God as a blessing towards him. To be firstborn is a special thing. To be first really in anything is special. First is... If you think of firsts, you could think about coming in first or winning something. It's very gratifying. It's a very satisfying thing to be, to achieve something like that. Again, to be victorious and to win or come in first. Doing something for the first time could be really exciting. There's many kind of key firsts and moments in a person's life, from the time you're a kid all the way through through being an adult into the end of your life. So, like as a kid, you think about it, like winning first place in a sport or hitting a game-winning shot, being victorious in that way. It's exciting to first ride a bike or have a first day of school. Maybe it's from an education standpoint, getting the top grade in your class or scoring really high on a test. Those things were all very exciting and are very exciting. For an adult, it could be, you think back to the beginning of your marriage. The first love that you started with in that is a very exciting time. And there's no time truly like it throughout all marriage. It's a very exciting time. For your career, it could be the first day at a new job, the first day of your career in general, receiving a raise or promotion or a successful completion of a project or milestone. Again, for in a family life, having the very first baby, or maybe it's a grandchild, moving into your first new home. All these things are very exciting parts of life. And we know firsts are really important to God as well. He has special blessings on the firstborn. He commands a first tithe. He has emphasized the importance of the first fruit harvest through his holy day plan, which, of course, just a few weeks from now for the Feast of Trumpets, we'll see the fulfillment of that down the road. But we'll learn about it again in these coming weeks for the Feast of Trumpets with the resurrection of his saints as the first fruits. Let's continue in Psalms 89. And verses 20 through 23, because as we think about that, as we think about what it can be in terms of how gratifying it can be to seek to be first or to experience things for the first time, we can also see that that's not enough. Competitively seeking to be first and to win all the time or as a predominant part of our lives is not going to be a path to true lasting success. And in Psalm 89, again, speaking toward David, God says in verse 20, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. Continuing in verse 26, he shall cry unto me, thou art my father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. And again, repeating from earlier, also I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forever, forevermore. and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. So again, I had mentioned kind of seeking competitive victories. Well, in this case, when we're thinking about it from our spiritual goals and the race that we're in, here it's not emphasizing David's strengths. It's not emphasizing David's power or wit to overcome his enemies. It's that as long as we're serving God and we're loyal to him and we have this covenant with him and we've been chosen and called and brought into his family, or the be potential beings in his family and brought into his church, he fights the battles for us. He is the one that will plague our enemies. He is the one that will strengthen us. He is the one that will not allow the enemy to have any success against us. So there really is no competition. When close to God and blessed to be part of his first fruits, there is no competition, and the victory is given, not taken. Next, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Similar to what I mentioned there, we talked about the competition and being first in a competitive event. Well, we also talked about first in life. So in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16, it says, For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So seeking new firsts in this life can become consuming in a life of vanity. This is something that we learn from the life of King Solomon. If we're always seeking to a new thrill or a new excitement, a new adventure, and again, in moderation, these things are fine. Trying things is perfectly fine, and God has blessed us with this in our life. But if we become consumed by that, and that becomes a key part of what we're seeking, we're going to be missing out on the more important things. Spiritually, we are not seeking constantly new fleshly experiences or new doctrine, but we should be, like it says here in verse 16, renewing the inward man day by day. On a daily basis, we should be focused on that first love of spiritual truth, of God's way of life, and trying to keep that fresh and new in our lives daily by yielding to God and by following his way and by seeking those things that are eternal. Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verses 33 and 34. Matthew 6, verses 33 and 34. Verse 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." So again, we are to seek the kingdom of God. This must be our focus. The kingdom awaits with all of its glory. It provides perfect excitement, far more exciting than winning any event of today or coming in first, far more fulfilling than just the first experience that we have in something, whether it be, again, from our youth all the way into adulthood and into our latter years. So we are to seek first God's kingdom, seek that glory. That is something that God gives as a vision and a hope for his first fruits. And again, that's something that we look forward to with the Feast of Trumpets coming. That is the resurrection. That is the means by which the first fruits arrive into God's kingdom and can be servants of him. God's way does not leave those that don't come in first behind, though. That's something else absolutely wonderful and fulfilling about God's way, is this competition is not competition, because he calls some first now. He calls some to be first fruits, but he has a path to bring many into his family, to bring many sons to glory. Now, we have a real opportunity to share in this victory, but it will not be by our strengths. It won't be because we've practiced really hard and got really physically strong. It won't be because we've experienced many different things in this physical life, but instead it will be by God's strength, by his faithfulness, and his mercy.